A hearing room spilled over with people at the state capitol Wednesday. People clamoring to talk about high-capacity wells. They increasingly fuel huge farming operations in Wisconsin. Statewide, more than 13,000 high-capacity wells exist. Each one can extract more than 100,000 gallons of water per day. The legislature is considering a proposal that would ease state regulation of those wells. Susan Bentz followed the day-long conversation, which featured a nearly even split of people opposed to the change and those who want it.
The bill allows owners of existing high-capacity wells to repair them or, in an emergency, replace them with zero DNR review. And if you sell your property, the high-capacity well comes with it, with no permitting strings attached. Zeb Zills says the bill is critical to his family's livelihood.
We raise corn, food-grade soybeans, alfalfa, and small grains.
8 years ago, Zills invested in two high-capacity wells.
Irrigation has eliminated one of those negative factors on our subpar soils by allowing me to water when I need it. I know lots of groups have concerns with this bill. I value water just as much as anybody. We water only when we need to. It costs us money every time we turn that switch on.
When nearby farmers activate their high-capacity wells, Christy Greening says she can see the influence of the pumping in her backyard. A creek flows through it.
My kids used to be able to look over the bank and see fish. I haven't seen trout in the 10-mile creek in my area for years. I can also tell you when the high-capacity wells kick on across the Portage County line, which is about a half mile down the road, within 24 hours, I can see the difference in the 10-mile creek in my backyard. By midsummer, that creek is down feet, not just inches.
Lucas Weber of the business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says high-capacity wells are vital not just for agriculture, but other job-creating industries. And Weber assured the assembled crowd that the state's navigable waters would remain unscathed by the legislation because the Department of Natural Resources retains authority to investigate violations.
Secondly, separately from DNR, a completely independent process, any member of the public, any person in Wisconsin may bring an action under WISSTAT 30.294. to abate a public nuisance, such as the infringement of public rights relating to navigable waters. These are all remedies that are available under current law and are not touched by this bill.
Senator Mark Miller insists citizens should not have to go to bat for Wisconsin's natural resources. He says that's the legislature's job.
If we are depending on individual action to protect the public rights, we have failed. You and I have failed in our jobs because it's our jobs as a representative of the people to ensure that we're taking appropriate action to protect that resource.
Miller is spearheading alternate legislation. He says it would guide how many high-capacity wells a specific watershed could sustain and where they should be located. Langley County potato farmer Robert Gettner refutes the notion high-capacity wells diminish watersheds.
On that magnificent day in 1958, when our first well was drilled, the water was 20 feet below the surface. In 2016, the water in this same well was 16.8 feet below the surface. So after 58 years of using the well, the water level has risen by over 3 feet.
A much-farmed region of Wisconsin called the Central Sands occupied much of Wednesday's debate. Nearly 3,000 high-capacity wells dot its fields. Fourth-generation farmer Andy Dirk says while rainfall might sustain crops for a couple of weeks in another part of the state, in the Central Sands,
that lasts us 3 or 4 days in the central part of the state because that water will flush through the root system quite quickly. We just don't have the water-holding capacity that soil does in other parts of the state.
Representative Dave Constantine pressed farmer Dirks.
I have hypothetical, if I can.
Okay, sure.
Okay, let's say that 2 years down the road, we get this study done. And it determines that we're drawing too much. Would you be able to survive with 5% less water, let's say, or 10% less water?
Certainly, our position is that if we find, we agree that if there's an impacted surface water, let's sit down and find solutions. If there are fields that need to be taken out of production in that area, if there are wells that need to be taken out or cut back on what they can pump, that's fine. I think it's better to do that on a voluntary, cooperative basis than to try to fight it through the legislative process or the court system. And as I said, I think agriculture is ready to have those conversations.
Tim Rosenthal waited for hours to speak. The town of Saratoga resident said he lived most of his 40 years knowing nothing about groundwater issues. Now he thinks about it a lot. A developer wants to establish a large dairy operation in Saratoga and dig as many as 33 high-capacity wells.
I'm a taxpaying father that likes to have the availability to turn my faucet on and have the same quantity and quality of water that I've had for almost 40 years. I want that for generations to come.
Wisconsin is considered to be a state rich in water, yet legislators seem to face a dilemma echoing across many parts of the country and world: how to balance our differing water demands. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,